live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. It has been a little while since we've done an Ed Brown update, or in this case, an Elaine Brown update.
Still in jail?
Yep.
Okay.
They are both still in jail.
That'd be a hell of an update if they weren't.
Well, and the reason I bring this up, not just to give you an update on the case, but also because there have been a few times where Elaine Brown has sent mail correspondence to Kat Canning, the publisher of the what was formerly known of as the Keene Free Press, now known as the New Hampshire Free Press, as they have expanded their coverage area out from the Keene area of New Hampshire to more of the entire state. So that's good news. The most pro-freedom publication in New Hampshire, started by Free State Project members, is now expanding out eastward, which is great. So from the New Hampshire Underground, NHfree.com. Again, just to give you a quick update on who these people are, in case you don't know. Ed and Elaine Brown. Mark, how would you describe their situation?
Their current situation or who they are?
How'd they get to where they are?
Well, Ed Brown believed that some nefarious groups were controlling the government and that his tax dollars were going towards ends that he would not support, so he refused to pay his income tax. And you know, sort of structured his life around not paying the income tax. The government had a little court case where they said, you're a bad guy, and you don't get to talk during your court. You can't say what you want to say during your court case.
And he got railroaded, just like so many victims of government courts.
So he said, I'm not going back. I'm not going to go play in your kangaroo court. Elaine Brown was ordered by the court.
Lovely wife.
Both
of them, by the way, in their early 60s.
His beautiful wife decided that she wasn't, that she was told that she wasn't going to be allowed to speak to her scofflaw husband. So she had to go stay with her son down in Massachusetts. She, the pining in her heart was just too much for her to handle, and she had to be with Ed, her husband of many years, and decided that she'd go back to their house.
Beyond the tax avoiding, or whatever you want to call it, tax freedom portion to this particular case, the courage that these people had to not pay taxes in the first place, beyond that, her leaving, under a court order, leaving Massachusetts to return home to her husband, that had to be one of the most persuasive and just touching parts of this entire affair.
I would concur.
So she went back home in violation of a judge's order. And it was at that point that they were basically wanted by the law. They had decided to not go back to the courthouse because they weren't getting a fair trial.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. Marshals had been sicked on them at that point to retrieve them and bring them to a jail cell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the standoff began. Now, it wasn't a standoff like Waco was a standoff. They made it very clear, we're not going anywhere. We haven't done anything. And we haven't harmed anybody. So we're not going anywhere. We don't want to go to your prisons. And that's what they told. You know, they said, look, if you come in here, we will shoot you. And that began a almost year-long process of them being allowed to stay in their home, where the feds did not raid them. They didn't use a show of force like they had done previously at Ruby Ridge or at Waco, and some incidents that were similar in the 1990s, where the feds wanted somebody, and they just blew their way in and blew stuff up and killed people to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So they behaved differently this time around. And I believe that the reason for that is because of the internet. It's because people who love freedom, people who want to end the federal tax system that we have from around the country, seized on to the Ed and Elaine Brown case. Because Ed and Elaine were courageous enough to do this and make a stand. Many people who weren't necessarily courageous enough to do the same as Ed and Elaine Brown, but were courageous enough to come and help, to come and just say hi and spend some time with Ed and Elaine and make them feel...
There are many people who were just as courageous because there are lots of income tax scofflaws that went to Ed and Elaine's aid. Russell Canning's one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. But I want to point out that a lot of the people that went to their aid were people that were supporters.
Just supportive, right.
And they showed their support, and I'm sure that support was appreciated.
Because of what they were doing and who they were being, they garnered a great deal of support.
All of us went out there, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. at one point or another. We weren't there every day. I went out twice. You went out once, Mark. Julia, yep. You were there once.
I was there once.
Had a delicious bratwurst by Ted Anderson of GCN.
Right, right. The network that carries us on the satellite feed. So one of the problems, though, that we came across and a lot of people came across was that Ed Brown, he's a little nutty. And he kind of alienated...
And a little creepy.
Yeah. Well, he kind of alienated people that would come out with the best of intentions... Would come out with, you know, to intending to help.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed being, you know, a little off the deep end with this whole Illuminati nonsense, whatever his personal belief system was, ended up really alienating people.
Yeah, he alienated some people.
And he could have had a lot more support than he did, despite his attitude, they still had a surprisingly large show of support.
But what more would that support have done, do you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
More people, not a bad thing.
But
because down toward the end, there weren't a lot of people around, and that's when the feds made their move.
Mm-hmm.
And they did finally make their move. It happened, I think it was late October of last year. So after months and months of just sitting out there, being allowed to live their own lives, now, of course, they weren't able to really leave their property because the feds were around and they wanted to snatch them up if they could. And who knows how much money the feds spent trying to track and trace Ed and Elaine Brown and keep an eye on them. And who knows?
Only imagine.
The standoff just went on and on. And finally they did capture them. And that brings us to the letter from Elaine Brown. And she writes very eloquently.
Yes, she's great.
We've read her letters in the past that were written to Kat Canning at the New Hampshire Free Press. And this is, I believe, her latest one. It's called Night of Our Capture. And it really gives you a look inside the minds of these federal agents and the deception that these men are willing to operate underneath in order to arrest somebody. In this case, to arrest somebody who's never harmed anyone. Certainly people who have been involved in drug dealing are very familiar with this kind of deception if they've encountered an informant or if they have encountered an undercover agent. So this might ring true for someone who has a friend or who has personally been involved with selling drugs.
Well, no level of deception is too low for people that are, you know, when it comes to, you know, this whole nationalistic fervor that has, swept the nation. The principles be damned.
Yeah.
We have a job to do. We have a nation to protect, people.
When you read a story like this, you have to wonder how these men can wake up in the morning and look at themselves in the mirror, how they can go to sleep at night.
Well, I imagine they enjoy the deception.
I think you're right. They probably get off on it.
Well, this is to this job are drawn people that enjoy deceiving people, obviously.
Have you ever seen them in their little outfits? I mean, they put on those black masks. They're probably, like, pumped.
They're pumped.
I can picture them getting ready for work and, like, banging their arms or their fists against their chest,
yeah,
like gorillas.
Rawr!
Yeah.
Right. So here we go. Elaine Alice Brown writes, Ed and I were captured in the evening of Thursday, October 4th, 2007, after making our stand in our home since January. The previous weekend, Dutch/Dan was introduced to us by one of our trusted friends and supporters. He and Dutch Dan arrived unexpectedly at our home I don't know why it's Dutch/Dan. Maybe he changed his name or had two names that he went by.
Maybe Dutch.
Dutch sounds like a nickname,
yeah,
and
right.
Dan sounds like a given name.
Okay, so Dutch arrived at our home unexpectedly late one night, around midnight, as I recall. Dutch had been working his way into the confidence of our friend for some time, professing to be a supporter and sympathizer of us and our cause. Dutch stayed with us a day or so, offering to aid us in any way. He claimed to be a bounty hunter living in New York someplace. We'll bring you the rest of this story, how the deception went down, and how Ed and Elaine Brown were finally arrested by the U.S. Marshals. And we'll take your calls about whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Gear and radio. race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitor's paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party, featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in at half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Over 325,000 posts. Lots to talk about. Serious issues. Fun stuff. You will find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
LegalZoom can save you time and money on, it's created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com. It helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company, set up your will or a living trust, all kinds of things. You can do it in minutes at LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com.
So, in the middle of reading a letter to the New Hampshire Free Press at nhfree.com, by Ed and, well, not Ed Brown, but Elaine Brown, because they don't, they're not together anymore. They're separated, separated in two different prison facilities, federal prisons. And just to bring you up to speed, Ed and Elaine held the feds at bay for a number of months in their beautiful New Hampshire home from possible from being arrested on tax charges. They'd been convicted in a so-called court, it was about 11 months that they held out on their own and before the feds finally made a move to bring them in. And this is the story about the night it all went down at the Ed and Elaine Brown household, told from Elaine's perspective. Again, this is her letter. And it really gives you a look inside how scummy these federal agents are. Now, they, I'm sure, think they're the good guys, but they're not. Let me get back to the story. All right, so we're talking about a man named Dutch slash Dan, who'd been working his way into their confidence, the confidence specifically of one of their trusted friends and supporters. So one of the people that Ed and Elaine were very trusting toward, this guy befriended, all right?
And as I understand, they were pretty wishy-washy about who they were trusting.
They were, but they let their guard down. And
flighty.
Yeah.
Right. And but they let their guard down, and they wanted to be friendly to people that came up,
sure,
for the most part. And so that's it was a tough position they were in, because their house, to some extent, you know, was, or their the area of their home was to some extent open to visitors who were professing to agree with them and be supportive toward them. And it, inevitably, if a trusted friend of yours brings you another friend of theirs, then you give them a little bit more credit.
Well, the idea there, and what makes a certain amount of sense, is that if they were perhaps more open, then, like you had said, more people would have been around when the incident occurred, and therefore, you know, Ed wanted to get the drop on him, right? Skin his smoke wagon before they did.
Mm-hmm.
One would assume that someone would have been able to do that. Whereas, you know, with the sort of back and forth situation, you know, accusing people like Dave Ridley of being part of the Illuminati and things
right,
like that.
From RidleyReport.com.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Dave, it seems odd to me. I think, from what I understand,
yeah,
looking
Dave
for some cleaning materials.
Yeah. So let me continue the story. So there's this guy, Dutch Dan, claimed to be a bounty hunter. She says, I don't recall if he ever said exactly where he was from. He asked to have some broken fillings replaced. Now remember, Elaine was a dentist by trade. In fact, the feds stole her dental office as part of this whole tax situation. They just stole the woman's business from her. One of the more popular dentists in the Plainfield, New Hampshire area. Very successful. Customers were very satisfied. So this guy asked her
to... She would have been in business that long if they weren't.
Right. He asked to have some broken fillings replaced, which I did, and for which he paid me, which of course was then confiscated. When I told him I wanted to get the rest of my dental supplies from my office, he offered to get them for me. He went back and forth from to New York a couple of times during the week, so he said, getting in touch with some associates to assist him in getting the supplies. He scouted out the office to see what kind of security was there. Again, so he said. I asked him why he would take such a risk for someone he didn't even know. His answer was, because I love you guys. Hmm. I remember those exact words. On October 4th, he arrived with four of his associates. Some of them, I don't recall if one or two of them remained at the house and were in telephone contact. They told us that there was an alarm on the office door. Remember, the feds were in possession of the office by this point. But they could get around it. Dutch told us that he would love to get the supplies out of the office, that it would be a lot of fun to grab stuff from the feds. They actually brought bags full of supplies to the house. They put everything into the garage. I never did get the opportunity to look in the bags, but I assume it was supplies, in case I did open the bags and they brought them in. Dutch also brought three pizzas, and we broke out the beer. We all sat on the porch eating pizza and drinking beer, just relaxing.
Pizza and beer is good.
Suddenly they all jumped us. Dutch was sitting on my right, and he grabbed me, securing my hands. Once he had me secured, one of the others tasered me on my left knee. The other four had Ed on the floor.
Now, this is a woman who has never hurt anyone.
She's the sweetest lady. I mean,
and
she's
Ed Brown
so nice.
Never hurt anyone, at least that he's been charged for.
Right. The other four had Ed on the floor. They actually had forced him out of his chair through the front door and onto the foyer floor. We immediately were handcuffed, me behind my back. My memory of Ed is he was handcuffed in front and shackled foot and waist. Shortly thereafter, Ed was driven to the Lebanon Police Department. I was kept at the house for about another hour. Our dog, Zoe, was so frightened and confused. Fortunately, she has a very sweet and passive personality, so she was not killed. As, by the way, happens so frequently when it comes to the police raiding people's homes.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they didn't just shoot her anyway for fun.
Yep. I am surprised as well.
It seems that's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, it seems like from the stories that we've seen and some of the video we've looked at here that might just be a pungent of some police.
So the dog.
But I don't think that's really the Fed sort of thing to do. That's sort of a local cop, power trippy thing.
They're all sickos, and they're all tripping on power. Anyway, the dog wasn't killed, but was taken safely to the local Humane Society, as was their cat. I was taken to the Lebanon Police Department as we were driving there on the road leading to our house. The road leading to our house. We passed 6 or 8 vehicles traveling together toward our house. Also, after we were captured, several men in full battle dress uniform, heavily armed, arrived at the house. Thus, there was a very large contingency of marshals, if that's who they were, gathered to come in. Had we not been subdued as we were, I have no doubt they were prepared to kill us. All this for violating a law that does not exist. Upon arriving at the Lebanon Police Department, I saw Ed in a holding cell. I was taken to a cell out of sight of Ed. I saw on the wall of the cell, NH Free. So I knew this was the cell that Lauren Canario had been placed in. Hi, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Lauren, by the way, one of our friends, Free State Project early mover, had been arrested a few weeks before that trying to visit the Ed Brown household, or just trying to walk down the road that leads to the Ed Brown household. She was arrested and had her video camera confiscated. And by the way, she hasn't gotten her camera back yet.
What a surprise.
Anyway, one of the marshals kept telling me how glad he was that we weren't hurt, that they didn't really want to hurt us. Of course they didn't. Think of the bad press it would bring them. He was shouting at Ed at the police station about how Ed broke the law, etc. This man alternated between concern and verbal abuse. He's the one that kept his hand on me the whole time, from the handcuffing to the police station. I don't know if that's part of their training or if he has a mental problem of some kind. For example, while at the house, he held me by the arm even though I was handcuffed and surrounded by a number of armed men. He started shouting in my ear about my crime, how I should have paid my taxes, how wrong we were, etc. I told him I would not respond to him, so he should stop talking to me. He said he was going to talk as much as he wanted, and I had no choice but to listen to him.
It's a free country, right?
I just tuned him out, praying silently. After an hour or so, I was taken to the police station. I passed my cell where we were in. We kissed through the metal. This was the last time I saw my husband, and I wasn't told where I was being taken. She was kept in an observation room on suicide watch, was not allowed to get her glasses or asthma medicine from the house. She had an asthma attack Friday night, wasn't given her meds until Monday.
Nice.
Just welcome to federal prison. That's the latest from Elaine Brown. 800-259-9231. What are your thoughts? This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, spots, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bedsore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The healing formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way you treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything? We talked about the Browns and the update on their situation. They Elaine also went on in her letter to talk about how she's been treated okay, but Ed has definitely not. He's been...
It's easier to, rough up and treat poorly a guy than it is a woman.
And really, the most fascinating part and the most disgusting, despicable part was a really, a look inside how these people operate. I mean, their job is to befriend, to gain confidence, and then at the moment you least expect it, turn the
pizza
tables on.
Pizza and beer.
You. Yeah, pizza and beer. In the middle of a little pizza party. They
At least he was nice enough to let them eat a little something before they went to jail.
I guess. They violently,
it was just easier.
They violently took down Ed and Elaine Brown, and now they're going to be in a jail cell for at least a number of years, and it's just absolutely tragic. These are people that have never harmed anybody, and now the taxpayers, those who are still paying taxes, are going to be paying to keep these people in jail. It's just disgusting. But I want to talk more about taxes because I've got a few emails that tie in here, so we'll get into that. Also, I suggested that people stop obeying the federal government last night, and somebody emailed me very upset about that statement. We'll get to that. But first, your phone calls. Let's go to Scott, who's in Winnipeg. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Scott?
I just posted a story to the BBS. I haven't heard a lot about it. On February 14th, Canada and the U.S. signed a mutual military aid pact, which states that either nation can send troops across each other's borders during an emergency.
Yikes.
Yeah, so your next, you know, Hurricane Katrina could be Canadian troops taking your guns away instead of American troops.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's
so
awful.
It's on the BBS if people want to check it out. It's from a legit news source.
This is one of those things that that governments around the world historically have done to disconnect people, the people of the country, from the people that are running the military, in that if you ask Americans to take Americans' guns, there's a chance they might say no, because they might be, for instance, taking guns from their family members or friends. But if you've got people from a foreign country coming in, they are more likely to follow those orders. They're more likely to obey bad laws or bad orders. And so it puts our liberty in ever more jeopardy. And I know they're just the Canadians, so they probably have similar value sets as we do. But nonetheless, that still remains a factor.
And it would be a foreign nation, you know, policing your... Like, Canada doesn't have the same law where they can't be used as police. Canadian forces are allowed to do that in Canada. So I don't know if they're in the States, are they acting under American authority, Canadian authority, and vice versa? I don't know.
Yeah, that's
the article
great
isn't
point.
Very clear, so it doesn't really say what that is. But this was
scary
done. It's hardly covered at all in Canada. It's very quietly done. It was not announced or anything like that.
So it can be vice versa. So American troops can now be used in Canada. Canadian troops can now be used in America.
Yes, under, you know, they're saying if it's an emergency, but you know. Whatever.
Well, they can declare an emergency whenever they feel like it.
Sure.
Exactly. It can be anything. It can be like, oh, we're running out of sand. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be anything, and then here they come.
Well, another natural disaster, that's always a perfect excuse, apparently. Now, if there's a flood somewhere, it's an emergency, so time to bring in the Canadian troops. And then, you know, as you mentioned, Hurricane Katrina, the American troops apparently had no problem confiscating people's guns. So I doubt the Canadian troops will have much of a problem, though I understand that
they'll actually feel even less of a connection to American citizens.
Yeah, that's the problem. And that's exactly why they're doing this, Julia.
Yeah.
So pretty disgusting. Thanks for bringing that up. Scott, anything else on your mind?
That's it, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Mark, pretty silent on that one. How do you feel about it?
Well, I did hear that the Canadian troops were in the United States, and I don't think it's a great thing. But, you know, what are we going to do? You know, what are we going to do in this particular?
It's a great question. And I can only go back to what I suggested last night, and that is disobey and join the Free State Project. Get together with like-minded people and make a stand for liberty. Now, I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about nonviolent solutions, including civil disobedience. And the people here in the Free State Project are really making headway in the world of politics as well, which is
well thought
unusual.
Out, well thought out disobedience, you know, not just disobey at every turn, but, you know, disobey where it makes sense to disobey.
Well, I had an email come in today from Jay. He says, Ian, why do you tell others constantly to stop obeying the government, but then go on to obey them, and every single time you air the show? I hear you say, anything goes on FTL as long as you stay FCC friendly. Isn't that obeying the government? So everyone should stop obeying the government, but you're exempt because your precious radio show would be shut down if you didn't. I suggest you get down off your high horse and quit telling people to disobey the government when doing so will certainly cause them personal harm. You tell people to stop being frightened by these thugs and stop obeying. Well, you should take your own advice. As you so often say, nothing will change unless you stop obeying. So, Ian, start being the change you want to see. Now, Jay, I don't know how long you've been listening, but I believe you've emailed me a few times. So I believe you've been listening long enough to know that I don't obey the government in every diktat that they order. As a matter of fact, when it comes to why I'm producing an FCC-friendly show, it's because I can't disobey with other people's assets. I can't put a radio station owner's license on the line just so I can disobey the government. I can disobey when it's my butt that's on the line. If it's my livelihood that's on the line, I can disobey, and I do. And I'll go into a couple of the areas where I do disobey. But when you're talking about my radio show and getting it on radio stations across the air, if we had people calling in going F this and F that, Those stations would pull
us. One night. That's it.
Right. Whether the FCC got wind of that or not, if the stations got wind of that, we'd be done. And then we'd have zero stations instead of 30-plus stations.
Right. Okay. So the message of liberty wouldn't get anywhere. And
right.
So that's pointless. Now, so, I did correspond with Mr. Cranfield. I got CC'd on this, and I was I immediately jumped to your aid, my friend, which is rare. Because, you know, any legitimate reason to disagree with you, I will do it, just on principle.
Sure. So this one is not.
I said to Jay, I can understand the sentiment with which you write, but I think you're mistaken on this one. Yes, Ian says to stop obeying, but he also says not to be violent. Why does he say that? Because violence is stupid and result in things contrary to your goal. Ian doesn't pay income taxes. I don't pay Social Security.
Social Security either.
Right, that's true. What will that result in? Hopefully, we'll get others to do the same and starve the beast. What will cussing on the air result in? We'll get taken off the air. That's it. End of story.
Right. Then no one hears the freedom message.
Ian is the change he wants to see. Now, Jay came back with a different, you know, with sort of really outlining what he would like to see. He says, my point is this. Ian should stop constantly telling people to disobey. He should tell them what they can and what they can when they can in a strategic manner that works in the context of their life.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know what works for their life. And what I've said to people, is you should do what's right for you.
We have said that, but you don't. True enough, and he'll go on to say this, is let me finish up with what he said before you jump in. Which Ian does in his own life. He seems so abolitionist about it all the time, and he went on and on about yesterday's show, and didn't one time caveat his statement with, well, do what works for you. And I think that to some extent that's my role in the show, is to make sure that the point is honed in, and that, you know, it's obvious to people, because I can see where he's coming from on this one. Now that I got the second email from him, I get the point. The first one, vitriolic, didn't make any point at all.
If you want to get all uppity because I don't cover every single base every single time we talk about something, then that's fine. But the fact is, more often than not, those caveats are thrown in, and we do talk about how, for some people, it's just not the right time. And I've said, if you need to fly under the radar, fly under the radar until it's the right time for you to come up and participate openly. We'll come back and discuss this more. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts as well. What's your status? You under the radar? You disobeying? You joining the Free State Project? Tell us your story. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up any.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those, by the way, features include all kinds of things from live streaming to archives to the wiki. We give it all away. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in Free Talk Live getting a percentage of the sale. So Amazon.freetalklive.com is the place to start your shopping experience. You can order in over 41 categories of products. You can get all kinds of different things from furniture to food, to electronics, to books. It's all there. And great prices already. The brands you're familiar with, Free Talk Live gets a cut. If you start at Amazon.freetalklive.com. By the way, just as a reminder, that does include many of our international listeners. Amazon doesn't have iterations in every country of the world, but those of you who are in Germany or Canada, also the UK, you can participate via this program.
And they do.
Yep. So the Amazon.freetalklive.com link should automatically forward you to where you need to go. All right, 800-259-9231, talking about an email that came in criticizing what I said on the air last night because I had made the suggestion. We're talking about solutions to the problem. You know, this government is out of control. Government is gone. You know, this government is just nutso, running roughshod over your freedoms. What can one do? And so, naturally, I'm going to suggest what I believe to be the best possible option. Now, it's not the best possible option for everyone at that very moment, but I think inevitably it is. I think, you know, down the line,
it's a big umbrella option that works.
People should work towards this. And I also understand that not everybody can, or they have, you know, obligations, family obligations or work obligations that they feel are very important and they need to work towards where they are. That's fine. You should do whatever's right for you, but that's not going to stop me from making these suggestions. And so I suggested that people that want to see a change get active. Specifically join the Free State Project, get together with other people that believe the same as you do, move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, get active there.
They have some strength.
Fly out from under the radar when the time is right for you, and engage in civil disobedience. That's my personal favorite path. But people are also doing politics, and you know they think that's the best way to do things, so by all means, I would never tell them to not do what they think is best. And I would never tell someone to not do what they think is wrong, or to not do what they think is right. What to do what they do what you want and do what you think feels right. But Jay here is saying that, well, I'm hypocritical because I don't just do whatever I want on my radio
in every instance.
Right, right. I'm not saying that. That would be insane. I mean, there's a lot that you have to do to fly under the radar to a certain extent, so you can disobey in more important areas. And I believe that disobeying the federal government right now is more important than disobeying state and local governments, personally. Although I'm disobeying the local government, I'll tell you about that in a moment. But putting a radio station, you have to understand, Jay, these radio station owners, they are obeying the government.
He does understand. He absolutely understands. And his second email really made it clear that what he was upset about was the sweeping statements that you were making, as opposed to and not being entirely clear like you are now. And that's what he wanted to point out. Now, the first email, admittedly, the one you read on the air, yes, it sounded like what he was proposing was insanity. But in the second one, it was obvious he was argumentum absurdium or whatever that is. He was pointing out that you weren't caveating what you were saying. Which,
I caveated, but you know,
if you want
I
a defense, if you want a defense for that, Jay. Try doing a live radio show and see if you manage to get everything every time.
Exactly. I remember caveating something, but maybe I didn't. You know, I don't know. We talk about this stuff so often. Eventually, we will hit on it.
Right, and that's the other difficult part is in radio, we do often say some of the same messages, again and again, and therefore you don't know what you've mentioned every single time.
Yeah, it's not like we're sitting here with a checklist of, okay, need to mention this, need to mention that.
Thank God. It would be really boring then.
And Ian is sometimes pretty snotty about the Free State Project.
Yeah. What's that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying that you are hypocritical sometimes.
What do you mean?
I've heard you go off and on the radio and in person about how people should join the Free State Project, should do this, and then at the same time you always say people should do what's right for them. I think that you do.
Well, there's a difference between making a recommendation and then saying, well, you should do what's right for you.
And don't take this personally. I'm not insulting you, but sometimes you do sort of have this, I'm a little bit better because the Free State Project's the best way and you guys should join it. Otherwise, you're not as liberty as me.
Well, I think that Ian has I would agree with what you're saying. But I think that he has room to be somewhat self-righteous. He does just about everything he does everything
right.
He says.
Ian
and
devotes
just about
his
anything
life to liberty.
Right.
There's no doubt about it.
I've only said that about people that absolutely believe, the people that claim that liberty is the end-all be-all, the people that claim to be liberty activists, and that's what when I say things like, I think the Free State Project is the best option, and you're making a mistake staying where you are, that's the viewpoint I have for people that claim that liberty is what they want, because I don't believe they're going to get liberty staying where they are. If you're just talking about somebody who likes freedom a little bit, I'm not talking to those people when I make those
suggestions. Okay, well, you don't generally make that clarification.
I am. I'm extolling those people to get off their butts and do something.
Right. I mean,
wouldn't that be Mark basically saying he's better because he's done something and they haven't?
No, I think it's partly the tone in your voice. You're getting it right now. Like, you just sort of get this, like, you get really worked up about the Free State Project and it being the best way, and I can understand how it would come off to some people as you are being you're on a high horse. I'm sorry, but I can see that point of view.
And I can see self-righteousness turning some people off, but also...
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Also,
I really
could
care less.
You know, working around Ian, like I do... I can't find too many chinks in his armor, and I try really hard.
Yeah.
So he has good reason to be self-righteous.
Right. And
I've sat here on the air, and I've said, if you've got a better solution, please call in and present it. I think the Free State Project is the best solution. So, of course, I'm emotionally attached to it, and of course I am very vehement about it, but I'm also open-minded. Please, you've got a better idea as to how to make a change, how to achieve liberty in our lifetime across the United States? You got a magic bullet? Call in at 800-259-9231 and prove that we're wrong about this. Otherwise, all of the evidence backs me up on this. The fact is, the Free State Project early movers, even though there's only been a few hundred of them, have done more in 3 years' time than the rest of the entire libertarian movement. All of the think tanks put together, they've done more boots-on-the-ground activism. I'm not talking about putting out papers like the think tanks, for instance. I'm talking about real activism. They've done more of it than anything in the history of this movement. I'd love to be proven wrong.
I was just saying that I can understand from somebody who's never, for example, really thought about liberty, here's you going off on one of your tangents. I understand where they're coming from, how they perceive it. That's all
sure.
I'm saying.
And I understand where they're coming from, too. So you get with the program. 800-259-9231. All right. So so somebody else emails in here in relation to this tax issue. Says, since we're talking about Ed and Elaine Brown, he says, guys, I enjoy your show. And Ian, I've also wondered about the boldness you have to broadcast the fact you don't pay federal taxes. Aren't you worried you'll end up like the Browns? Also, I've wondered what you would do if you ever experienced financial difficulties. And then he goes on to a different question. But about the boldness of admitting that I don't pay taxes, it goes back to what we were talking about before. I can't sit here on the radio and say you should do this, but me not doing it myself.
I totally agree. Now, if somebody wants to point fingers, they can point them at me. I pay income tax. Or at least I file. I don't pay very much simply because, well, you know, you've got investments and businesses. You can make write-offs and that kind of thing. There'll be a point in time when stuff like that changes. But right now, Free Talk Live isn't exactly making, you know, truckloads of full of money.
Mm.
But at some point, that's going to change.
Yeah.
So, they can point at me, but, you know, I got to say, you know, it makes you live what you say. You don't pay taxes and refuse to bow to the state because, well, you've never signed a contract with them and don't feel any reason to.
I see them as a strange group of people sending me invoices that I have to fill out and complete, by penalties of threatening violence on me, and I don't appreciate that. I don't want their services. So I'm just doing as I say, and that's what Gandhi said, right? Be the change you want to see in the world. I believe Jay, who emailed earlier, referenced that quote, and I believe that's so important. You have to do what you believe if you want to see changes happen. And I encourage others to join on board because the more people do it, the stronger we will become.
I have grown to be good friends with Lauren Canario's husband, Jim Johnson.
Yes.
Mainly because he's helping me a lot. But
Lauren, who's a civil disobedience superstar here in New Hampshire.
Jim, not so much. That's
he's
not
his support.
Gig. Yeah, he's not so not so much his gig. He. But I was speaking to him, and, he said, well, who do you want as your friend? The guy's kind of saying how ludicrous it is, this whole not paying taxes thing and not, flying under the radar of the government. He's like, who do you want as your friend? The person that's willing to make compromises in their soul for what it is they believe, or the person who isn't, the person who's willing to stand up for what's right every time.
We will come back with more. Hour 2 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves, continue this discussion, and talk to you about whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.